Let's go and have a chat with Kieran McAvoy, who rides Tulip in the big race. Morning to you, Kieran.
Morning, Ben.
Yesterday off, and I know you weren't riding today anyway, but the trials are off, held till next week. Mate, it's sort of been it's a day of ifs and buts, isn't it, this week?
Yeah, that's right. It was pretty damp. I was out at Rosehill there this morning, and it was pretty heavy coming back into closer to Randwick there, getting ready for the trials. But got a nice, easy day now. Just do some prep work for tomorrow and for Saturday.
Exactly. Mate, the magic night win for Tulip last week, it was coming off the pace with a real good, nice turn of speed, and that was on a soft seven. So you sort of get the feel that she'll be able to handle it.
Yeah, it was probably riding a bit better than a seven, I'd say, the other day. So it's probably a little bit misleading looking at that S7 in her form next to that last start win. But, you know, she's by Piero. He handled it. I don't know if the mare, Misha Dora, handled it. But, you know, you'd like to think that she's going to handle it to some degree. It's just an open race. I think the rain's opened up a bit more and it makes it a bit of a difficult test as to who's going to get through it and who's going to enjoy it. But I know I'm going there on a big, strong filly that's travelled up well, and I know the stable have been happy with her since her win. So just a great new addition of the race this year, that's for sure, Ben.
Yeah, no, it is a very open race, and the weather certainly will play a role. The other thing, Kieran, it must give you great confidence when you are riding a horse for Hayes, the team, and Tom Dabernick, because their two-year-olds, as we know, have just flown this season.
That's right. They've had a great run with their two-year-olds and just seem to be obviously training well and training winners, and they've got some lovely stock in their yard. So, you know, it's pleasing to see her travel to Rose Hill. Obviously, she would have done plenty of work going Sydney way, but just to see her do it race day, and I was just sort of stuck on the edge of the group there, and she had every opportunity to wobble around the bend and do it wrong, but she handled herself perfectly, so she won it quite softly in the end. Obviously, you know, it's a big lineup on Saturday. Chances across the board. We're drawn barrier 10, so she's a filly that's versatile enough. She's somewhere in the middle there, and you know, I feel the good chances are drawn wide, and I feel the good chances are drawn down. Obviously, I know Pariah, having ridden him, he's a horse that I think will handle the ground. And it just makes it a bit interesting with this ground and the wide draws for She Will Reign and the ground for Hootson. So looking forward to the race. Hopefully it's not a crazy heavy track, and we can have a nice incident-free race day on Saturday, Ben.
The one thing with it, Kieran, is that there's pace out wide, as you've mentioned, with Hootson and She Will Reign, but there's lots of other horses. I mean, if Tulip, if you find that spot where you were last week, she's got the capability of really finishing.
That's right. You know, it's still that question mark on a real heavy ground, but she's, as I said, she's a big, strong girl, and you know, you've got to get some confidence to say that Piero handled it. So,
yeah.
If we can just have the right run, obviously it's still going to be a high pressure race. And I heard that caller earlier say it's going to be more like a 1400 meter race, and I think he's probably spot on.
Yeah.
So, you're definitely going to need a horse that that can run past your normal 6 furlongs of a golden slipper. So I think, you know, my filly fits into that category as well.
Understand. Just two quick ones, mate. Our Ivanhoe on a wet track for the first time. I think the Freedmans are really excited about that. And Russian Revolution back in the Galaxy. They're two real good rides for you Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. Our Ivanhoe, he's been just crying out for a track of this nature, and I can't wait to get on his back. He's a horse that I won the Doomben Cup on, and that was on a good three, and he hasn't been able to get this rain affected ground, so he's going to get it Saturday. He's in good form, the horse. He's 7 years old, but he's feeling and moving really well. Both Lee and Anthony have sort of been patching him up along the way, but he's moving great. He's not the soundest horse, but they've done a great job with him, and he just really enjoys getting his toe in. So he trialled nicely the other day, and he can show up in this race. Obviously, you know, it's a good race. Hart and a lot of his best is going to be very hard to beat. We know that. But I think my horse is going to run a great race. And as you said, the other horse, Russian Revolution, he's obviously up against the older boys, but he's shown that he's grown up and matured a bit in his trials, this preparation and his track work. And he's going to have a lightweight of 51 on his back on Saturday. So he's won on some soft ground, and if we can overcome that draw, And he's going to be right in the race as well, I think.
He will be. No, it's the ripper rides for you. Mate, good luck with the week. Newcastle tomorrow. We'll get an update on the track in the next 10 minutes or so. But we're looking forward to the Newmarket, and then we're off to Rosehill. As we know, it's a heavy nine, and it will be a heavy. We're not going to get away from that given the forecast. But let's hope the meeting certainly is safe and goes ahead. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks, Ben. Have a good day.